Alright, this is very important to me that a bunch of you potheads are gathered really close to the stage. So the first 20 of you people get up here, get a free cannabis. No, not that close. Back up a little bit. If you don't back up, my erection's going to pop you in the eye. If you go away, I'm going to come and take your book back. Now, everybody back off the stage like about 5 steps, and I've got a medical surprise. Ha ha, you were late. Everybody knows if you're a member of the United States Marijuana Party, and you're on stoner time, right now it's 4:20. Now don't hurt each other. This is for medicine. My name's Roland A. Doobie from Hemp Rock Radio. There's a beautiful girl here. I was hitting on her earlier. She said she only likes black bald men. And I told her, I'm sorry, baby. I can't paint my balls black for anybody. But I'm a marijuana smoker. Are there any marijuana smokers out here? All right. I'm not a strict marijuana smoker. I'll smoke hash if you got it. I remember, you know, marijuana, it does make you paranoid, because one time I was having Thanksgiving dinner and I had eaten so much that my stomach was full to the point where I had to undo my belt buckle and release the pressure by unzipping my pants. And I had my tray up on my belly and I'm rolling me this big fat joint of some killer green weed my mom had gotten for me. And I started smoking it, you know, and I'm getting really baked. It's 4:20. I'm getting baked for 15 minutes, just like the brownie box said. And I felt like I was being watched. And I looked around and everybody in Wendy's was staring at me. So it must make you paranoid. It made me feel like that. I want everybody standing here to start shouting in unison with me. Stop arresting patients for medical marijuana. Come on, stop arresting patients for medical marijuana.
Stop arresting patients for medical marijuana. Stop arresting patients for medical marijuana.
Right on. You hear that, Cincinnati? Stop arresting patients for medical marijuana. People have a right to choose the medicine that they need, and a God-given plant that grows here free of its own will should be here for us to use because we have free will. Isn't there some sort of a correlation between man and the earth? Everything that comes from the earth, we should be able to use it. Right on. They discovered that marijuana was the secret ingredient in Jesus' holy anointing oil. So when Jesus, the whole origin of Christianity is Jesus, whenever he went and anointed people to become priests, he would put a sacrament on their head made of different kinds of oils, including marijuana oil. So if you're a Christian, you should be baptized in hemp oil. And I don't know about everyone else here, but I believe in Jesus Christ, and I'm glad that marijuana played such a strong part in his existence. All right, there's going to be some more speakers, so I don't want you guys to leave. I want you to stay here and listen to these other speakers, because they're all nearly as interesting as I am. And check out www.hemprock.com. And my webpage is Marijuana Man, because I am Marijuana Man. MarijuanaMan.com. All right, Dr. Diablo, it's all yours.